The next technique, combining assumption and a promissory note. This technique enables you to accommodate a seller who requires cash at the closing of a no-down payment transaction. In addition to assuming any existing mortgage, this technique involves creating a promissory note and finding someone to purchase it. Promissory notes can be sold, discounted, or exchanged. Every note has a face value and in some cases is secured by some form of collateral. Discounting a promissory note means selling the note for less than its face value. When you sell a note at a discount, the purchaser of the note usually buys the rights to all future payments generated by the note, both an interest paid on the note and any balance due at the end of the term. There's an active market of investors who are eager to purchase notes at a discount. Your ability to sell a note will depend on the interest rate and the terms of the note, your creditworthiness as the note maker, and the strength of the collateral, if any, is associated with a note. The situation is that you want to purchase a property with an assumable FHA mortgage and provide cash to the seller at closing without putting any money down. The sources of the cash are institutional lender and note buyer. The strategy is to offer to assume the existing mortgage and create a note and locate a note purchaser to purchase the note at the closing. Let's take a look at an example. You find a condominium on the market for $70,000 with an assumable FHA mortgage balance of $60,000. The property appraises for $75,000. The seller is willing to allow the assumption of the first mortgage but wants $10,000 at closing. To use this technique, you would first offer to assume the first mortgage. Second, find an investor who agrees to pay $10,000 cash in return for a promissory note with, oh, say a face value of $15,000 at 12% interest, or some high rate of interest, and secured by a second mortgage on the property being purchased. This is an example of a win-win situation where the note purchaser gets an excellent return on his investment with a minimum of risk, the seller receives the cash he needs, and the buyer is able to buy the property without using any of his own cash. However, you should only enter into a transaction like this if the rental income can cover all of the expenses of the two mortgages and still leave you with a positive cash flow.